Radio Prague News.
The Prime Minister has fired his advisor, who insinuated that President Klaus was a coward. The Czech Labour and Social Affairs Minister has dismissed his deputy charged with bribery. And Czech NGOs have criticised draft legislation on Czech citizenship for being too strict to foreigners. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has fired one of his advisers who insinuated that President Václav Klaus was a coward. Referring to Mr. Klaus's reflection of Friday's incident when a disgruntled man fired plastic pellets at him, Mr. Joch wrote on his blog that the head of state was a whining, Kremlin-loving wimp. Prime Minister Nečas distanced himself from Mr. Joch's words and said all contracts between him and the government had been cancelled. On Friday, President Klaus became a target of a communist sympathizer who fired plastic pellets at him from an air gun during a ceremony in the northern town of Chrastava. Mr. Klaus said he considered the incident an unprecedented attack against the head of state, which reflected the poor state of the society. The Czech Minister of Labour and Social Affairs Jaromír Drábek on Tuesday dismissed his deputy Vlastimil Šiška, whom the police have charged with bribery. Mr. Drábek from the Topo 9 party said he felt full political responsibility for giving him the job and added that if Mr. Šiška is proven guilty, he would himself step down from his post. The police have charged Deputy Labour and Social Affairs Minister Vlastimil Šiška and another official at the ministry with bribery but have not yet released any details as to the nature of their allegedly criminal activities. Several Czech NGOs working in the field of migration on Tuesday criticized draft government legislation on Czech citizenship for being too strict. In a letter to Prime Minister Petr Nečas, representatives of the NGOs asked the government to exclude passages of the bill that give authorities too much power over foreigners. The consortium of migrants assisting organizations said the legislation increased the number of conditions foreigners need to meet to become Czech citizens, while other measures were too vague. The NGOs, however, welcomed some features of the bill, such as the possibility of dual citizenship. The government is scheduled to debate the draft legislation on Wednesday. Customs officials confiscated 50 liters of homemade cherry brandy last week containing deadly methyl alcohol. The owner had bought 20 liters of distillate from a door-to-door seller but sent samples to a laboratory to test the beverages for methanol. The police have warned people against buying any alcohol from door-to-door sellers. The recent outbreak of methanol poisoning has claimed the lives of 27 people while dozens of others were intoxicated. In response, the government introduced a ban on spirit sales, which was lifted last week. Some 1.4 million Czech women, or two-fifths of the female population aged between 18 and 65, have at some point in their lives faced some form of domestic violence, according to a new study by the Prague-based Pro-Fem group released on Tuesday. The study shows that the most common form of domestic violence is repeated humiliation, followed by sexual aggression, stalking and threats. Only around 10% of the victims have reported home violence to the police. The authors of the study said that alarmingly, only around half of the victims recognized that their partner's attacks were domestic violence. The Krnov-based organ maker Rieger Klaus Varhany has begun working on a large pipe organ for a concert hall in the Chinese city of Jinan, the firm's manager Jakub Škrhel told the news agency Chartek on Tuesday. The large instrument with 88 registers will be worth around 1.2 million euro. After its completion, it will be dismantled and shipped to China, where it should arrive next summer, Mr. Škrhel said. This will be the second pipe organ made by the Czech firm for a Chinese client. The first was delivered to the city of Tianjin. In tennis, the finals of the Davis Cup between the Czech Republic and Spain will be played in Prague's O2 Arena on November 16th to 18th. The organizers have reached a deal with the arena management, who agreed to hold the dance party originally planned for the 17th of November on another date. The O2 Arena will also host the finals of Women's Fed Cup, in which the Czech Republic will face Serbia on the 3rd and 4th of November. And in football, Czech national side captain Tomáš Rosický has not fully recovered from his Achilles heel injury and will miss the team's World Cup qualifiers against Malta and Bulgaria, national team manager Michal Bílek said on Tuesday. The 31-year-old Arsenal FC and Czech international midfielder missed the Czech's first qualifying game against Denmark in September, which ended in a 0-0 draw. Manager Bilek will also miss the injured midfielders Václav Pilař and Daniel Kolář, as well as the striker Tomáš Nesit in the upcoming World Cup qualification games. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The coming days will be mostly clear with some cloudy spots and occasional fog. Daytime highs will reach a maximum of 21 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.